What up, though? All right. This episode, we're going to discuss the day I lost my father while I was incarcerated. It's a weird day. So, of course, the day started off as normal. I'm going through the day, you know, and throughout the day, you know, you go to the yard, kicking it with the homies. Nobody know nothing. So I get on the phone. I call the crib. I ain't really getting no answer. Trying to figure out what's going on. You know, when you in prison and you don't really get no answer, your stomach start dropping for some reason. I guess because you worry about your family on top of the fact that you just can't talk to nobody, right? So eventually I get on the phone with somebody and I can tell something funny, but you know, I definitely don't know what's going on. On top of the fact that my father had been sick with cancer, but nobody had told me. And at this time I had probably been locked up 2 years. But let me break this down to you real quick so we don't get it confused. My father was a gangster. When I was 10 years old, he went to prison. And he went to prison for 6 years. He don't come home till I'm 16. He went to prison for armed robbery, kidnapping, intimidating a witness. And he don't come home till I'm 16. And by the time he come home when I'm 16, I'm a full-fledged, what I think is a gangster. Was I a real gangster? No, I wasn't. But what I thought, you know, living up to him, I thought I was a gangster. So fast forward, we'll get into, you know, the chronicles of why he was home at that time and then stuff later on. But fast forward 2 years later, after he come home for doing 6 years, 2 years after he come home, I go home. I get locked up for 10 years. 2 years into my 10-year bit, 2 years into my 10-year bit, he passes away. I'm in level 4, Michigan Reformatory, Ionia, Michigan. I ain't never committed a felony, other than the felony at the time that I was locked up for, which I didn't commit. My people had the money to make sure that I can be able to come to my father's funeral. They let his brother go to his funeral. My uncle's a career criminal, but I love him. And he can still be a career criminal to the day he die. I'm still going to fuck with him, but it is what it is. They let him go. But because I was in a foe with the kind of case that I had that I didn't commit. We'll get into that later, too. I never even got to see my father. I never got to see him. And that was 1996. I was a teenager. I had only did 2 years. I end up doing 9 years, 3 months, 17 days without my father, who had just did time, who couldn't even tell me how to do time. And I've been home to date 18 years. Come November 21st, 2021, I've been home 18 years. I came home November 21st, 2003. And I have never been to my father's grave. Why not? I just heard of young brothers. His name is Boss Top. And they was asking him, did he go to Von's funeral? And he said he don't do funerals. And I fully understood him. Even though RIP to Titus, we just lost Titus. I had to go to show my respect. I really wish I hadn't been there. Only because I didn't want to see my dog like that. Rest in peace, King. And, moral of the story, like I always get to the end of the shit, is always go pay your respects, man. I've been home 18 years and it's time for me to go pay my respects. You feel me? Pay your respects. Pay your respects to the spirit of your people. They soul is with God, but their spirit is the memory that they left behind. Every time you think of them, every time you speak on them, you summon them into existence. Their spirit. Energy never dies and it can only be transformed, friend. So whenever you summon your people, therefore they are. Peace. Y'all make sure y'all like this, subscribe, tap on. We're going to start getting on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube /7TheGeneral. That's SevenTheGeneral. Not the number, but spell it out.